welcome all the members that are here. We do have a quorum, so we can continue on the thing. Do you have any comment at this time?
No, not necessarily, but I don't know what the forum and
Public comment. You're welcome to introduce yourself.
Public comment, and there's some rules about it, but if you want to address the board, now's one of the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So I'll introduce myself. I'm Alan Mercado. I live off of Sugarloaf Road in the ETJ, just outside of city limits. One of the county appointees to the Brevard City Planning Board, and I have submitted an application to be on this planning board as well. I'd like to participate in any way, shape, or form. So, just here to kind of see how things are going. I will say that I had one topic that I brought up to the commissioners, and speaking of Mr. Chapman, he said he doesn't quite know whether it would go to a committee or a board or anything, but it has to do with the commercial operation of paramotors in the county. Paramotors, which if you think about on the beach, the parasails are a thing that they go up and they float and everything. Well, paramotors are actually like a little motorized vehicle that does similar things. The only problem with it is that it's extremely noisy and disruptive. They fly all around the outskirts, along the French Broad. Sometimes there are three or four of them at a time, which can be very noisy, especially when they stall and just hover, because what they're doing is they're also taking video of their flight. So they're basically coming over people's homes and videotaping. And the company, from what I gather, is actually out of Henderson County, but they advertise to operate here. So I've asked if there's anything that the county can do to, I know we can't control airspace per se. It is not an FAA controlled activity. They put them kind of even below drones in some ways. But I would just ask if there's any way that we could just prevent the takeoff and landing on commercial, on county property for, you know, commercial purposes of paramotors. So I'll just put that out.
What was the name of the company again?
I
believe it's called Pinnacle Paramotors. P-A-R-A.
Paramotor?
Paramotors.
Like a parachute.
Pinnacle
is the name. And what they do is they seek permission from somebody. I think right now somebody that owns a sod farm gives them permission to take off and land, and in return either gets paid or he gets video of what they're doing. I just feel it's intrusive to privacy. It definitely is a disruption, because it tends to happen when people are coming home after work or on weekends. We've had to go inside and close our doors and windows because it's so noisy when they're all operating. You know, they're somewhat self-regulating, but they really don't abide by rules that they're not supposed to fly over city or populated areas.
Yeah, I've always heard, even with drones, that most of the federal legislation is if it's not supposed to be over populated areas,
right.
It's not supposed to be over people.
Yeah, and drones have differences with line of sight and some other things.
Yeah.
This is they're up there and flying around. So anyway, I don't know if there's something that this group can do through whatever ordinances. There's no per se zoning in the county, but anything that can be
the
done.
Sheriff's Department.
I bet money there are no ordinances.
Right. There are
no. No, and I don't know of any.
The county doesn't have a lot of ordinances.
Right.
So
the Sheriff's Department might be able to give you guidance as to what their. Because I know they have a drone, but they use it for catching criminals.
Investigative purposes.
or finding lost people.
Yeah, this is strictly.
But they may have some guidance as to what other things you can fly up in the air.
Yeah.
But when you,
if we want to control it, we need to have an ordinance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be an ordinance. Yeah.
I have no idea if there's any regulation at all on the operation of drones by anybody.
This is one or two people are on these things, a pilot and somebody that's paying for a joyride or to learn how to fly them and fly them around.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
This is not facetious, but I've often wondered if you saw one moving around over your house, if you could shoot it down.
Probably not.
I can tell you know what I'm after. Yeah.
It could easily be an invasion of privacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Particularly, you know, flying around your house and all that.
It's disruptive to we happen to have cows in that area. It's disruptive to them. Deer, we've seen a lot more. Talk about deer, right? What can be done about it? It's not the paramotors
And those guys fly over.
They spook, they get spooked and they're running across roads that during the day that you normally wouldn't expect to see them out and about. So, yeah. For what it's worth, I'm just bringing that forward if there's anything.
There's
nothing anybody can do unless we have an ordinance controls it.
I could see where it's possible that you could control it through a noise ordinance as well, but we don't even have that.
We talked about that as far as the comprehensive plan, noise pollution.
Yeah.
I mean, we submitted a noise ordinance to the commissioners. They haven't picked it up to review it. This planning board previously, we did submit a noise ordinance with the backing of the sheriff's department, but the commissioners never picked it up to discuss it.
Yeah, they never did anything with that, did they?
No, they did not.
It's not on the website.
Yeah, we spent quite a bit of time.
No.
I would like to see it.
If it is, it's probably under the planning board.
Right. I don't remember seeing a noise ordinance on there.
Could you pull that up and maybe we could look at it and maybe, if nothing else, review it and discuss it next month? Would that be a possibility?
Sure.
See what, revisit that.
Yeah, I could see a number of objections. Privacy is the first one jumped up, then could spook the animals in some ways. Could be a hazard in some cases.
Oh, yeah, somebody crashes on and there's going to be all kinds of losses.
Yeah. And then you got the noise situation, and.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I don't know whether anybody knows whether we as a county can act versus or any regulations by the FAA or
maybe we could explore a little bit more.
All righty, well, thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring work to you, but I'm willing to join the board and help on that as well.
I think it's interesting that you want to serve on both boards.
Yeah, well, I realized, being in the ETJ, but on the city, it's somewhat as much of a token representation because you just have three representatives out of seven. So unless you can convince a couple of folks that live in the city to act in the interest of people in the county, it tends not to get any traction. So I'd at least like to participate at the county level. And hopefully as we progress in the county, we learn from things the city is doing for right or for wrong.
Yeah, you have insight.
Yes.
Yeah. This board is a little different than the city board and whatnot. And I will tell you that myself and Rick both served on the city board. Mm-hmm. I was on 8 years, chaired 1 year.
Oh, wow.
That's back in the UDO times.
Now there's the club, the Comprehensive Land Use Plan, which is the basis of everything that they're doing.
I'm sorry?
Can I say a couple things real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. So on that note, we could if he's not going to be a member of this group, we're doing a lot with this comprehensive plan. It would be nice to maybe have him as a liaison to that,
yes,
that committee, and he could come and update us on what they're doing over, you know, in their meetings, mm-hmm, and we do it. You can go back and convey what we're trying to do with ours, sure, as well.
Yeah, and any capacity. Oh, I'm positive. Thank you.
And then the second thing I wanted to say on the motor. Yeah, so I've been on two different jurisdictions where we have drone ordinances on those. So I have worked with those. Now, just from North Carolina code, you know, I mean, we definitely could do it through use, like you said, the land. You couldn't allow the operation of those as a, you know, operation within the county. So you could do it through a use type thing. Now, I don't know about airspace and all that. Doubt we could probably do anything with airspace. But noise is another opportunity. And so, yeah, we'll bring that noise ordinance back to you guys, because that's a kind of a no-brainer, easy one to get somebody with something like that.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All righty. Okay, that will conclude the public comment. Are there any agenda modifications?
Yes. Sorry. I would like to make a comment about what we did in our meeting last month. I'd like to do it now.
I was going to say you could just do that in the comp plan work session item. You know,
sorry, in the what?
This is public comment. You're not the public.
No. Agenda modification.
It has to do with our meeting last month.
Let's come up in section 5B.
Yeah. I think you'd be doing it as part of that comp plan.
Okay.
Because we're going to continue the comp plan.
I don't care.
Okay.
Are there any agenda modifications? Let's get with it.
No.
All right, I need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay, been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No.
Not all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Thank you. All right, the consent agenda is the minutes of August the 15th and the subdivision approval and updates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can quickly give you those for the subdivision stuff if you're interested. So for the subdivision update, Ashley signed, since your last meeting, four two-lot subdivision plats. And then she has also approved of 16 exemptions. One was a 1.6, eight were 1.1s, which are recombinations of two lots together. Six of them were 1.9, and that's just somebody adjusting where the lot line is. And then she had one review only, and basically that one was just a boundary line that they wanted us just to check to make sure everything looked good before they recorded it. And I believe the 1.6 is a family subdivision where you're just taking a piece of your land and giving it to a family member. So, yep.
Okay. Any discussion on the consent agenda?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Here's all ayes.
I didn't hear but one over there.
Aye.
Okay.
We should hold up then.
Yeah. I just didn't hear it bounce off the wall. All right, information and discussion items, 5A, community grants.
Okay.
Jeffrey?
I will start with just kind of first an update from the comprehensive plan before the board. Because we went before the Board of County Commissioners this past meeting. I appreciate everyone that came out for that. And I'll let you guys also give me feedback on how you felt it went. But I thought it went okay, and they preferred us getting towards the community engagement and the outreach meetings and starting the project in the spring. instead of starting in the fall. And I think that's wise. We're in no real rush to do this. And so that'll give us more time to kind of get some of the survey and the questions and how we want to do the meetings together. But I thought that generally the feedback that we got was that there were concerns. I felt similar concerns as you guys were having, especially with getting people involved. How will we get the people involved? Have to use, and you know, I had commented that we're going to have to use different methods. But I think that they're really concerned about, you know, it being because they asked the same thing. I think all of you all said about, you know, making sure that when somebody puts in a survey, they're only getting one survey answered, right? And so they're concerned about that as well, but, you know, kind of controlling that and how we do get feedback. So these are all things we've talked about. We'll continue to work on that, and that's part of what we're going to start tonight with. And then further updates, the Community Appearance Initiative, remember looking through that materials, that finally returned from our county attorney, or at least half of it did, today. So we have scheduled that, or we are asked for that to be on next month's agenda. So we hope to go to the Board of County Commissioners with that, even if we don't have the agreement. She's still working on the agreement. I don't know why it's taking so long, but we're going to go ahead with the program, get it going, because that agreement, we still got to, you know, work through which properties need this and work with the, start taking the steps towards an agreement. So look forward to that being on an agenda. And then the Rosman Corridor, we have asked that also to put on an agenda when they feel so. That's sitting kind of waiting for an agenda time right now. I haven't heard any feedback on that one yet.
What do you mean on the right? Just a description of what it's all about and purpose?
Actually, yeah, asking for their direction to come back to you guys. Okay. For instance, if we need ordinances or things like that, I'm going to give them some options and let them kind of...
I'm sorry, give who, the commissioners?
Yeah, Board of Commissioners. And then they'll likely, I would say, they're going to come back, you know, bring it back to you guys to draft up whatever you're looking to do. So,
doesn't the Economic Alliance have some potential businesses going into that area?
I would hope so.
So,
yes.
Before we make an ordinance and yeah. Give it all.
No, it'll be part of that process of whatever we do, you know. So. That's what we'll run by them, you know. What are they looking for there? Because quite frankly, I think everyone's worst fear is that we do this multi-million-dollar project and then we don't get what we're looking for out of that, right? And that's why we need to really discuss that. And then finally, then this is the Community Center Grants. So I'm going to briefly run through this with you guys. I don't think there's any community center people here today. So this is pretty similar to what we're going to be presenting in October. October 18th, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have the date in here. But we're going to run through this with them. It's a program we're bringing back. It's, you know, because of COVID, I think it kind of, you know, went by the wayside for a couple years. But now we're going to bring this back. These are the various community centers. Let me show you. Well, I won't show you, but I'll do it at the October meeting. We have a new page on our website for the community centers. Each one of these grants has to, of course, follow state funding law. They must be for a public purpose. They must serve the public in an area authorized by state law, and that's for some kind of community building, maintenance, and those types of things, and service to the community.
I'm sorry, these are government grants, or?
Yeah,
it's from the general fund. Mm-hmm.
$60,000 from our county general fund.
I think the Board of Commissioners set aside a certain amount each year during the budget support this.
I know this $1,500 is that first level grant that's usually been given out. So when are you accepting?
We will after that meeting on October 18th.
All right, because I heard today that you weren't going to be accepting grants until February or grant applications until February. I'm saying we need to, and then I heard that they were already going out the beginning of September.
Yeah.
So you're going to be contacting the community centers about these grants?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do the community centers have to be on their toes and keep asking you?
No. Okay. I'm going to be sending them, I'm announcing it to you guys tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And after tonight, probably not next week because I'll be out of town next week. But the following week, we'll send the community centers each a notice to be at that meeting for the October 18th. Okay. You might have to do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
And I've already contacted them, all the community centers, just to get their current contact information because we had contact information from back in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the current president, if they have a president, and if not, who's their contact source, and we'll be sending them invitations to this meeting. This is pretty much what will be in that meeting, telling about the program, $60,000, there's three different type of grants available, and each community center must have a 501c3 incorporation and demonstrate that they meet four of the five criteria. So they must hold elections, hold at least quarterly meetings of their board with minutes, hold at least six events annually, publish at least six articles pertaining to their activities in the Transformative Times, and maintain an updated website, Facebook, or other social media page. And so then the grant parameters will demonstrate community center is active. Successful application will enter into a contract with us. Like I said, there's $60,000 up for these three different types of grants. The first is more of a connected public space grant, pretty much saying, let's get wireless internet into each one of these community centers. Then there's a public health, public safety grant, and then public purpose grant is the largest one. And that's showing we'll grant at least or up to four of the first type, the second type, and up to two of the third type. We'll do as many as we can of that first type to get people online. And then we'll have a review committee, as all of our grant processes have. This is very much like, what's our other grant program called?
The nonprofit.
Yeah, the nonprofit grants.
Grant.
We have a few different grant programs. This is somewhat similar to that, where we have various members of the staff man that. These are what they require. We'll go over it in the meeting. And then I was going to tour around the new webpage so that people can see what that's about, and then go over the contact information that we currently have, make a request for all those that we still don't have up-to-date contact information, and then talk about what the previous ones have done. We've had playground upgrades, kind of safety upgrades on steps and railings and other things like ADA parking and entry. And then trip hazard type carpeting, awning installation, water well pump replacement, and this was just from 1 year. So it's each year kind of upgrades to these facilities, which is a great thing to do. Like I said, we'll be announcing it tonight. The actual meeting will be in October. And I'll put that date, it's on the next slide, but I'll put it on here. We're going to award in November. And then we'll start budgeting for the next cycle in March, and hopefully do this yearly.
Who awards the grants? Does that come out of your office?
Yeah, the county manager.
Okay.
So who's on the review committee?
It's mostly staff.
Yeah, mostly staff. It's right here.
Mostly staff?
Yeah, see, including two commissioners, the county manager, finance director, representatives from our department, and from maintenance and engineering. So, you know, buildings and grounds type guys. I will ask the county manager, you know, if any of you guys would like to be on it, or, you know, I would be happy to ask them if we could have a representative or two from here as well. Okay? Just let me know. And then this is the applications and the agreements, contract agreements from previous years. We just updated them. And website, I'll have a link there for everyone, and that'll be in our letter as well. And then we hope to, within this new website, have each one provide history of their community center, a little background information of what their goals or objectives are for their community centers, their organizational structure and contact information, their operating hours, the amenities, major events and programming that they do, and then their website or social media presence, and have that on our website so it links to all those. And so I can quickly do that.
Do we have any community centers under this program now?
We do, yes.
No.
Well, not when we're a current grant, because those ended in 21-22. And so we don't have any, and that, you know, we'd like to get that going again.
Except that in this last year, there are a variety of communities that received like 2 years worth of grants for the level one grant. I know Cathy's Creek got it. I think Lake Toxaway got it. I think Cedar Mountain got it. So yes, it's to maintain Wi-Fi, input in Wi-Fi, to maintain Wi-Fi, sometimes to help with their pay their insurance. So
they're not part of this program.
Yes, it is
part of this program.
Yeah,
but that was a 2 year combo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, and I think that, like I said, they didn't do it last year, so you know they want to start doing it yearly again. So this is the new website here, and the community centers, and then it's, you know, what we're going to do.
Holy cats.
Is we're going to allow them to, you know, then they let them have a little information on their each one of their community centers over
That's
here,
nice.
And then they can then go to the Facebook page, and we hope to have every one of them update this information, you know, and then give direct links to their websites if they have them. Some of them have them, and we've linked the ones that provided us back in 2021.
That's the planning board website, right?
Yeah. So it's not live yet. It will be by that October.
Never been there.
And so these are all ones that at least have been identified in our community center history or in our GIS layer as well. And so I don't even know if some of these are still active. And so that's one of the other questions, to have people come out and let us know which ones are still currently active. And,
Mary C. Jenkins.
And I don't think that... I don't think Rosman has one.
They have East of Hope.
Okay, that's the closest one. Is that East of Hope?
Yeah. Sapphire is not. I don't believe Sapphire is going, but they certainly don't participate in out north Silverstein.
Okay.
But don't hold me as.
Yeah.
Those are two that have not been mentioned at all because of those.
And I don't think we've received applications from them in the past.
No,
for a while. So
I think they
dissolved
when their election precincts dissolved. Gloucester and Sapphire.
So we will put this, like I said, we'll also have the grant information on here that I'm going to say, and then you'll link it to the application so that they can do this online as well. We've got this new story map kind of feature that's what we're using for this, and we're going to roll that out for some of the other programs that we do, like the Joint Historic Preservation. They can use this as well, and we'll create these kind of where you can walk through the maps in these areas. So, So that's all for the community. Anybody have any questions or comments about that community grant? Like I said, October 18th, 6 p.m., we'll let you guys know as well if you're wanting to attend.
Those that you scrolled through, are those are the active centers?
No. Those are just placeholders, and we'll keep them there until we hear from them or get feedback from them that they're no longer viable.
Other than those two up there, all the other ones are active.
Oh, good. Okay. I would like to, even on those ones that are inactive, I would like to have at least kind of the history of them and put those up there. And we can put inactive or whatever.
What is it that happens on October 18th?
That's going to be the meeting for the announcement of these grants for the program. And we're going to invite those community grant presidents and the organizations to come out if they want, and we can discuss the grant opportunities and if they have any questions about the program.
That's when you're going to invite the community centers to come and talk to you?
Yeah.
Or come and ask you?
Yeah, just
that's at what, at 7 o'clock?
It's going to be at 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to be over there at the administrative building. They do not have to attend that meeting, Wendy. I don't want them to feel like they have to come, but it's a good, it would be nice to have someone there from different organizations. So
I just know that there's some places way out in western Transylvania County that take quite a while to get here, like Balsam Grove and like Toxaway. But I know that they like to make, I don't know whether you have a Zooming or...
We could.
I don't think we've done
it in the past just by Zoom, but I can look into it.
I don't know, or maybe they'll just be willing to take your information, but there are some, I don't know about Little River.
Because we can send them the link to
Little
this.
Little River is not up there.
Yeah, it is.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, Little River was up there.
All right, yeah, and I've contacted her. I think Martha is, I'm trying to remember her last name. But yeah, she has responded, so, for Little River. All right. So next up is the questions and metrics. And so I had sent out the budget and asked those to get back to me who can want to score those. And you can see I received Rick's as well, but he did not total up to 10. He went like well beyond 10. So I'm going to have to reach out to Rick and say, you can't do that.
Rick doesn't know how to count. Yeah. But, I'm sorry, I didn't respond to you, but I have mine.
Super. Yeah, and that's the thing, with them pushing it back to spring, we've got time to kind of work on some of this stuff. So this is the budget score that I've asked you to fill out and look at. Then I asked you also about our questions. Sorry. And I just wanted to show you kind of how or why we're looking at these. Is I want to look at kind of metrics and questions for us to kind of judge our progress, right? And, there's observational or empirical kind of measures where we can get some from the Bureau of Labor, Bureau of Economics, census, all these different kind of federal, state, often has them as well, that we can get those questions. You'll see my different color codes on these questions. So these are my three sections, the economy, transportation, environment that I'm looking at, and then housing as well. And so I'm starting to look at them and say, well, which ones have I already collected the data? That's the yellow. Which ones should be handled probably by a survey or some other kind of instrument? Because some of those questions you'll see, you know, I'm not going to get from the feds or I'm not going to get from the state. They're kind of questions, you know. You might go out with a survey and ask the population about it.
Yeah, the problem I had with this was these questions, and I feel a little bit better seeing your color code thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because most of these things didn't make any sense to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I realized that after I, you know, exactly asked you to do that, because a lot of this are measures that I could probably get from even local GIS data or assessor's data.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, most of that should be available.
Yeah.
And then other ones are, you know, these like this one here, how many citizens know what Transylvania in Motion is?
That's a survey.
Why would I survey somebody say that? The survey should say, do you know what?
Exactly, yeah. 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 And
that's the problem I have with this whole thing.
Yeah. So the other thing is, like, that percentage of county lives within a quarter mile or 15 minutes from the transit stop. That's something that we can get from GIS, kind of looking at that kind of data.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm glad, you know, we did this. I put this kind of together really quickly because I kind of wanted to, if we were going to have to actually start going to our push this, the dates were going to be starting in November. I mean, we were going to have to really start doing some work in the next couple of meetings. And so, you know, that's my fault for not explaining this a little further. But we've got time now. We'll spend an entire kind of probably discussion later on this. But I did want to, I've handed out to you guys.
So Jeff, just to recap, the purpose of this exercise is for us as a group to come up with metrics so we can measure our progress against our plan.
Yes, and we are going to, so that's why tonight I felt the best use of our time tonight is I've sent you guys, or I've put on your table, sorry, three different preference or perceptual kind of surveys. One is from Fort Collins, Colorado. The other is Laramie County, Colorado, which is the county that Fort Collins is in, okay? And then Orange County, North Carolina, okay? And the reason I'm giving you these is because I want you to look at these, and we're going to walk through at least Fort Collins tonight, because to weigh those, what we just looked at, where we're going to be collecting this kind of observational or empirical kind of data that we can measure now, then we can measure 5, 10 years, 15, 20 years from now, and keep coming back and seeing how we're progressing on these metrics. These others, which I've given you, Fort Collins and stuff, these are things that they do every year with their communities. And so, let me pull up that.
What are you doing, Matt? Are we supposed to assume as a foregone conclusion that all these things on here should be important?
No, that's what we're going to talk about.
All right, because there's a whole bunch of stuff on here that, to me, doesn't have any business being in a comprehensive plan.
Right, and so that's the whole thing. That's what we're going to talk about as a group. Yeah. Which ones we want to see, and because honestly, I would love to see narrow this down to...
Absolutely.
15 to 21, around that kind of
number.
Or maybe
add 7.
Yeah. Or we'll add 4. I think once we go through these as well, we're going to be adding things, right? So,
could you go back to that your yellow and blue?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
So the yellow is what? Stuff that you've already gotten information on?
I have collected these from across, you know, most of it's federal or state kind of data. You know, what's the percentage of population employed in the workforce? Get that from Bureau of Economics or Bureau of Labor.
For this area, for this county.
Yep, going back as far as I can, like the 80s. I'm not going past 80, sorry. I looked too much data there.
1987.
And the blue means what?
And blue, what percentage of property taxes collected from county residents in state, out of state? That's something where I'll either have to ask in a survey or I have to ask from our assessor's office, which is what I'll get here. Is where I've worked before, I can get, and I've done this for Oregon and Idaho. We looked at, okay, what percentage of our property owners in Blaine County, Idaho, in 1980, what percentage were within the county, or, you know, owners were county property owners, and which lived where? We could do a zip codes, you know. And so, and then how did that change in 90? How did it change in 2000? You know, so you can see where that property's, and then, you know, you can also do assessment values as well, pretty interesting.
And so then the white spots are for?
White spots are, I don't think I've gotten to yet.
Okay.
And that's GIS, a lot of that, like that, see, you can see is GIS, what percent, but utilize, yeah, transit system, that's stuff that we might have to see if we can collect, and then a lot of that I'll be able to get into yellow, but I just haven't finished that yet.
Or do we even need to ask it?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and collect what I can, because you're not the only people that I work with, you know. So, like our transit providers and our transportation boards, some of this will also work for them. They'll be interested in some of this.
And then we can sort of pick and choose what makes sense for us.
Okay. And so I'm doing this not just for you guys, because, you know, I also work with the Economic Alliance, and a lot of the nonprofits want some of this when they're writing grants so that they can fill out a better grant form. Same with us for grants. So a lot of this is building that story for us as well, right? So, yeah, thanks, Mike. That's a great point. None of this, and Herschel, none of this is set in stone. Definitely not. We're not going to measure everything by that. And that leads me exactly to what I want to show you next, okay? So, for instance, Fort Collins. So that's one of the reasons I gave you Fort Collins, is because, look, this is how they measure theirs, right? And so you can go into each one of their little areas and click what their metrics are important to them, right? Ours are not going to be the same ones. Yeah, definitely not. This is a city, for instance. But this is kind of what I'm imagining we would want to see as progress indicators, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the others that Laramie or the other one, they go down to with their strategic planning, they go by department level, and then they go, you know, metrics for each one of the departments and everything. I don't think we're going to get in that involved or anything, but I just wanted to show you different ways that they do this, and just to give you a model. And so, Larimer County is another one. And so this is that other one I gave you. And if you look at this, I think this is just a great one to kind of, and I'll send these links out to you guys as well, so you can look at the hard copy version, and then some of these metrics that they're interested in. But they're looking at, like, housing cost burden, what are the developed lands in the county. They look at air quality, open space, landfill and waste. And then what I liked about that, see their role. So, you know, a lot of these measures, and I think a lot of the complaints I've heard, not from just you guys, but when I talk about the past comprehensive plan with other people, which I just did 2 days ago with somebody else, and they were saying, you know, one of their biggest complaints is that it just was so broad, and they didn't feel a lot of it, even the county, really had much control over. And so I like how they did this, where they said this is their role. This is, you know, a lot, because these counties are obligated to do certain things, and then they have other areas where they do get involved, but then there's other areas they have no control over and don't care to have that control, or, you know, don't don't see that within their policies. Okay? And so I'll send this out to you. And then this is the actual live Orange County, the one that I gave you. The reason it's kind of funky in its printout, you'll see this strongly agree, whatever, is because I had to copy and paste from one of these things. But you can actually go in and do this, and you can see, you can take the actual live one, which I'll send you the link to, and you can exit and clear survey. So you can fill it in as if you were doing it, which I did just to time myself on how long it would take to do theirs, and then exit it, not skew their data or whatever, as if you're living there. But I would skew. Yeah.
More fun to mess with.
Mess with them, right?
hopefully they vet that you're a citizen of the county.
Yeah, well, see, they could probably then check my IP address. And, I think it's a good one. Maybe I wanted to send this link to you anyhow, just so you can see it one live and see if this is also another thing. What we have to think about when we do these surveys as well, and I wanted this to talk about as we go through this four columns real quickly, is that this is also going to be an educational opportunity for us, okay? For us as a planning board, but us as an organization, and speaking of all the county agencies and departments, just like that said, their roles, we want this to kind of reflect what are our duties as a county and what are we doing our policies and programs, and this will hopefully speak to that, right? So that's why I gave you three different ones. And so to kind of walk through just what these are like, I wanted to kind of walk through real quickly the four columns, and then I won't keep you much after that tonight. I just wanted to kind of go over what we're doing, and then we'll come back to the next meeting and start talking about, that's what I'd like to do at the next meeting, to start talking about what we like and don't like about this one, okay? And as we move from the preference and perceptual side of things, in the next two or three meetings, we're going to get to the more empirical and observational data that will go to our dashboards and things. So this can tell our programs and policies, how are we doing on those, or how do we feel it, and then hopefully we would do this. Now, Fort Collins does it yearly, and they use the same one every year. Now, the other ones, the county ones that I gave you, they do it like every 2 years or every 5 years. So we will talk about that as well, but I did want to just kind of give you some to look at.
So all the stuff that you have planned to go over with us in the next few months is tracking with that master schedule?
Yeah, well, I'll update that because okay. They did give us a new time.
Right, yeah. So it'll be shifted to the right a little bit.
We definitely shifted to the right, and it will give us more time to kind of work.
Okay. But you have a plan in your mind or drafted somewhere that takes us, that gets us to the right starting point.
So I'll give you guys the update of the that's called the work plan for the community timeline. I'll give you mine over our meetings as well, okay, in this email I send out. It won't be next week, but it'll be the following week, okay? So they first will give a cover letter, which I didn't print out for you guys before, Collins, but it's a little cover letter about what the survey does. And like I told you guys in the previous meeting, we're going to do a mailed-out survey. This is my thought. Now, you guys give me feedback if you don't think this is what you all want to do. But my thought is we do a mail-out survey to a kind of scientifically significant sample, and we get it down through to random of county residents, and that sample, and then we also offer the same online like Orange County does for anyone, and try to get like 3x5 mail outs to everyone, and posters and all our social media and all that, and through those kind of.
Couple questions.
Yeah.
You mail this out to residents?
To a sample of the population.
To a sample.
We don't have the funds to do that.
The Fort Collins survey?
No, ours.
Yeah. How many people, other than the sample, did other people have access to it?
Yeah, that will be just like this one, available online, and we'll have copies at our locations if people want to.
And what kind of return did you get?
Well, we haven't done it yet.
I'm talking about
the students.
Yeah, this isn't mine.
Oh, it's
no.
A sample.
Yeah, this was
a sample.
Yeah.
You didn't actually send this out.
No, this was Fort Collins, the city of Fort Collins.
Yeah.
I haven't worked there.
I thought you did this.
Yeah. But you can go online and look at their report. They do a yearly report, and it tells you the sample size and how much the percentage of return. They do the full scientific kind of survey. So we will do the similar, trying to hit a
The reason why I'm asking that is I looked through it hurriedly, 6 pages, a lot of it's very close together. I would think that a lot of people might.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to send you the links. You guys look at these different ones and say, you know, which ones that you feel. I agree. I think, you know, each one's a little different. Each one has it in different ways, but, you know, some are longer, some are shorter. And do we need all of that as well? That's the other way.
We need all these questions in a different format so we can say, yeah, I like this format better than that.
And I don't want to limit to these three. If you have others that you see as you go out, because other communities do this all the time, you know, I'm welcome to other surveyors.
So what do you consider a statistically significant number to mail out?
Well, that's, you know, that depends upon the size of the population.
For our county, would do you think it would be significant if we sent out 100, or do you think it would be better if we sent out 500?
It's a formula. It's an actual statistical formula.
Yeah.
You do apply it to get statistical significance. And then you also take into your measures, just like Kimsey was saying, how much return rate you expect, so you broaden that, so that you take that into account. That's how you do these research surveys.
You have to be more than a scientist. It's just a significant discount.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't, in my opinion, you know, statistically scientific, that often costs you a couple $100,000 to do something like that, right? We will use the same techniques and the same methods, but we're not going to guarantee statistical significance. Because, quite frankly, I've done them with the best professionals from the best universities or research institutes. You do good ones, and you do it the best you can, randomize. You can save hundreds or thousands of dollars, and you can still get very good results. You guys aren't going to make such, you know, I mean, the Board of Commissioners, I don't think, wants to spend that kind of money on a survey. But we can do a very good survey study. And we've got great professionals at both, you know, colleges around here, the Community College and Brevard, that I think will volunteer their time to help with, you know.
I say that because I do know that one of the community centers sent out a survey for their knowledge, and they sent it out to 400 households.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got a return of 32.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if that's acceptable, or if that's what we just might not get anything better than that.
And that's the beauty of those as well, right? Because it's always depressing to see how much you get in any of these things back, right? I mean, especially nowadays. I mean, I got a master's and a PhD in this kind of stuff, and so I'm depressed every time. But, you know, it's just the way that it is, and so you have to take that with your grain of salt. That's why you also have this. And the beauty of these nowadays is you can at least limit it to one per whatever, IP address or whatever, and then you can do the demographic studies, and you guys, just like we've talked about numerous times, then you guys get to say, well, you know, you can, I can give you a spreadsheet and with all of the data from the ones that were within Brevard, you know, or that didn't answer the demographic survey, and you know, so you can classify them and see how which ones you want to weight more than others. You know, that's your prerogative. So this one, they did theirs in both English and Spanish because they have a very large Spanish population out there. But then, as I walk through this, so, you know, I want you to read this as, please rate Transylvania as a community on each of your islands. So read it as if you would be looking at this as ours going now, right? Now, you're going to, as you go through this, some of these, we don't do those kind of things, right? So that's the other thing, line through those or whatever. But if we're missing things in here, in some of these sections, that we feel strongly we should be looking at or things like that, write those in there. And so same thing, number two, please rate the quality of your, it says neighborhood. Think about that. Do we want to say neighborhood or community? So look at those kind of things and the way they word these things. I know Mike is because I would love to have him as an editor to when I do these things, and it's good to have that kind of feedback. But yeah, I had an editor of textbooks. That was on my, not the last planning board I was on, but the previous planning board, and that's what that it was great having him. I mean, they caught everything into drawing. So.
One of the things that, just reading some of these questions, and one of them says, access within your neighborhood for everyday needs. Depending on where you are on the county,
right,
it's going to be very different. If
right.
you're in Balsam Grove, it's going to be a different
exactly.
answer than.
But that's what I want you to think about as members. Is that still important, though? It still could be an important question.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how you guys want to look at that. And then, so then they kind of get into safety, the agency quality, in other words, how's the quality of the fire response times, crime prevention, those kind of things. We don't do code enforcement, for instance. We don't do noise enforcement. A lot of these things we don't do. But transportation, you know, they look at that. They look at the quality of facilities around 12. Let's look at our facilities. And then on the next, we talk about, you know, county's performance in certain areas, you know, how do we do supporting businesses, retaining existing businesses, those kind of things. How much do we want to get into that in our comprehensive plan? That's also a perceptual type of thing. What's fascinating about these when you do this yearly is, you know, even if people put good or very good, as often if you look at the reports on here, you know, it changes over 10 to 20 years of how that, and especially if you do it every year and you're asking different. So then recent interactions with actual the county. So if you come into an office, social TSS or something, you know, what was that contact like? And then they get into the big picture policy thing. So this is kind of similar to that budget thing that I gave you all. So look at that, and then what the areas that we looked at in our budget, kind of look at that as well and see if those are the main budget areas. Wendy added a couple to the budget, you know, because I gave a, you know, other.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll send that back out with when I send the latest. And you guys can look at that as well, get feedback on that. And then how do we engage the public? That's what their number 18 is, or 18 or 19. And then, of course, the last page on almost any of these is the demographic stuff. look at those, though, because we've always talked about, we want to know kind of where you're living. We want to know, you know, do you want to, I know that you guys are really going to kick out of D11. D11 on the last page. Only in Colorado.
Well, I'd like to know. D10, I'd like somebody to explain what a two-spirit is. Yes, yes. That's what we're talking about. D11. D11. We can just four. Yes, four spirits. Only in Colorado, right? So we don't have to have those on our skin. I think it was England. They had a conference of all those people that identify as dogs. Sexual orientation. Oh, yeah. Get a convention. Right. Reference in a subway stop. So anyhow, it's always refreshing. It's refreshing to see these things and what they're doing elsewhere.
So anybody have any thoughts or questions?
I just have one quick one on there so far.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. On that it just struck me. The question, every demographic thing always has, how much money do you make?
Yeah.
How in the world is that ever relevant to anything? And it probably is, and I just don't understand why.
Well, they do it. I mean, honestly, just to, for various things.
No,
because what often you'll do is then you'll take what you got. Okay, for instance, if you do this and you do your statistically significant one, then you're going to kind of hopefully compare what you get as feedback, and then you compare it to your actual demographics, and to see if you've got. You know, everyone's answering it is, this, I'm going to just tell you, everyone that answers is above 60 years old, and then your demographics down there around 25 or 35, you're saying you're not getting the feedback of your county. And that's what elected officials usually want to know. That's why they ask that. And
that's the same, why they ask how much money do you make?
Yeah, same thing. Because if you've got
people over income have different needs.
Yes, they have different needs.
I get that. But it seems to me how much money you make.
You consider a lot of things you do or don't do.
No, I know that.
But
you were going to say otherwise you can...
There's other ways of doing that, I think. But anyway.
I do. Yeah, okay. And that's what I offer is that if you have other ways that you think might help be a better way or even a more preferable way, just let me know or write those down. And
yeah, I mean, we're a long ways away yet.
Yes, and compare the different demographics ones. I like to do that as well. And we have the ones from other ones around us, and we will also post those on that model page. I'll link to that as well, and we'll put others that we find if you want to venture into those. But that's really all I had for tonight. I kind of wanted to introduce those, say, you know, let's get back together, bring back your edited notes or whatever for the next meeting, and then we can have a full discussion on, you know, how we want to do that.
So the assignment is to go through this and pick out the ones that we would like to see on our survey.
Yeah, the format, all that, links, everything.
Either when you set them out for your sample or when we actually, I think one of the things we might want to determine, who do we mail this out to? Anybody that's 18 or over? Anybody that's 21 and over?
Yeah.
One per household? Or does, you know, mother and father and 18-year-old son all get three?
Yeah, no, that's exactly the questions we will talk about. Yeah.
And you want us to do that on all three of them?
Yeah, just kind of look. They are very similar. Okay, that's the one thing I want you to look at.
To be clear,
I can't do all.
Man, this is cutting into my football time.
You can't have more football time than I have. Let me tell you.
And you know, I'm being facetious, of course. But some people for a survey like this, if it's football, man, forget it, man.
Okay, here, wait a second. And I had this to even start our meeting. So you, before I let you go, this is my previous place of employment, City of Cannon Beach, Oregon. Okay? This is their last planning board packet. It was only one agenda item, 224 pages.
Wow.
Yes. We had 1,000-page ones back there.
Kind of,
and so when you complain about your football time, oh, no, it's great.
What kind of return did you get on that?
On
the 24-page one.
On this right here,
yeah.
The 224 pages, they had to read this, you know, because it's, I should show you here.
A survey.
Yeah, this isn't a survey.
That's
this is
agenda.
This is their packet, their agenda packet. So this is just, you know, these are the people that responded public comment on just this one item, and then this is the makeup of the rest of the exhibits. This is just the staff report, which is probably 11 to 15 pages.
What's the population of Cannon Beach?
It's 1,800.
One of the things I've seen has to be.
Yeah. 1,600 now, I think. 1,600 people.
They don't have enough to do out there.
They do. They have lawyers to sue each other. That's what they do. That's their sport. They don't watch football. They just come to these and sue each other.
Well, one thing I can say positive, when we were in the start of the new superintendent for the school board, we put out a survey, and we did it different ways. Amazingly enough, we had several hundred replies. From this county.
Mainly,
school board is a hot topic.
Yeah, it's a hot topic. But was it through mainly electronic, through the web that they
did? We did it several different ways.
Okay.
But on the web, and the attorneys put it all together for us, all the answers and everything. And but there were, I can't remember whether it was, seemed like it was around 600 or 700 replies.
Well,
and think about that. A lot of it, and of course, we asked them to say you had children in school, you don't have children in school.
Yeah, yeah.
And amazingly enough, it was pretty much across the board.
Okay,
so I tell you how you get something like that. You get the rumor going out, we're going to introduce zoning.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody and their brother's going to answer.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's right. I've got you. Yeah. We can eat y'all on the radio.
I'm hearing.
Yeah. That do it. And one other thing I want to say on the last one, and in the aftermath, I really think it got skewed by people in the county who had an agenda.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's.
Be careful.
Kind of, we're seeing some results of that in some of the things that are happening in the county now.
I think it's going to, you know, that's why I'd like to do a pretty, you know, scientific one, and then have the popular one as well.
I don't know in the county. Let's see, we've got about 35,000, I think, is the population.
I think around 30.
And I don't know what would be statistically significant in that amount.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, I'll let you know.
It won't matter. We're going to get what we get.
Yeah, we're going to get what we get.
And then I want to thank Wendy for the cookies.
Well, please take them back to the office.
Yeah, and
please take them back to the office.
And I think I've had breakfast or lunch or whatever with everyone. I had it with Greg as well when he came.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to be great working with you guys, and I really appreciate you all putting time into this.
Thank you.
And I'm always up to watch football, Kinsey. So if you want to watch some Bulldog football, I'm okay.
Real football.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. All right, but that's all I have.
It's over to you. Well, first you got to ask for public comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between you and
I. No, it's just great to be here. Thank you. I'm going to try and attend as many of these.
And public comment is
Alan. Yeah, so Alan, email me or we'll go have lunch, coffee as well.
Okay.
I'll be out of town next week, but the following week.
And like I said, Trish has my application.
Okay.
So if and when a spot ever opens up, I will try to consider
it. Excellent.
Then you got to ask about the last one.
Yeah, I know. I can still read.
Mike, respect
you. You were busy eating your cookies.
Show the chair some respect.
Yeah, me and the chair is a lot of fun. I'm glad Rick will probably be back next week. Okay, Herschel, do you have any comments?
I don't.
Mike?
just thank you guys again. I mean, I want to thank them. You guys do a ton of work to prepare for these things, and Jeff especially, well, both of you, but all three of you, you know, getting us, helping us stay on track for what we need to do. Thank you.
Yeah, just thanks. Till Ashley, we missed her.
Well, we will. What's the arm injury or?
No, a shoulder replacement.
Oh, okay. It went well?
Fantastic.
When did you?
Well, I was going to make a comment about last month.
Oh,
I don't know whether you were, yes, you were here. maybe Kimsey wasn't here. We did a movie on what was supposed to be, how did we see the county in the future? And we came, clearly Mike is not Hollywood material. I mean, that's a given. But we came up with this plan, and I started thinking about it, and I was very, I'm kind of disappointed in myself. I really think that was not part of the assignment. The assignment was to look forward as to how would we like to present ourselves 25 years from now. And I think what we ended up doing, or what I ended up doing, was guiding everybody to what was a biased view of what it's like for people living in the mountains. And I think that's very dangerous, and I think it's wrong. Most of the people, with the exception of Kimsey, the rest of us here were not born here, we weren't raised here, we weren't schooled here, we didn't work here. So I just think we need to be very careful of that, and that was ended up what I think was a bias of what was in the culture of the past, with some people feeling that there are remnants of that in the present. And I would like us to see us, and there's no way of knowing this until we do our surveys and go out and talk to the public, because I think we need to look as to what does the rest of Transylvania County want in the future.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. And I'm sorry I led us down that path.
Well,
I think it's a very dangerous path to go down.
Well, he said I was not here. Well, I have a lot of background, of course, as you say, growing up here, living here, in high school, watching Acosta and the changes that went with those industries coming here and then fading away, and then the influx of people from other areas. Not to say there weren't at the time I was living here, too, but it's much greater now than it was then. And the number of people who have left the county for the lack of economic
opportunity. I agree, and I'm not saying that there's no reason why Herschel and Mike and Fred and myself, we have a right to have a voice also, because we're also planning to stay here for hopefully the next 25 years. But and I think that a lot of that little project brought up a lot of values that are still valid today.
Yeah.
Family and faith and sense of place. But I just had to say that I'm sorry that we went down that path. It was not the assignment. It was fun.
Yeah.
I think it was okay. I'm sorry, but
you didn't qualify, Mike.
No, but the point, I thought
you're
it was
not
going
to get a union card, okay?
No, but my point is, a lot of the stuff we've done up to this point is, what do you think? You know, what do you think?
Yeah.
And all that's kind of immaterial in a way, just as you're saying. So, but it gets you thinking along the lines of what are the sort of things that we want to find out from everybody else, right?
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong
I just want to make sure that even though we weren't born and raised here, that I would just like to be careful that we don't have our Yankee biases about what it's like for a mountain man.
And when
you're the only Yankee here.
Let me say something else, though. Okay, I was born and raised here, graduated from high school, went to North Carolina State, got a degree, lived in Florida for 50 years. So when I come back, I bring all of that Florida stuff with me.
Yeah.
Don't bring that stuff in here.
Don't bring that around here.
Please don't bring
that. Georgia man does not want to see that.
And I see things differently through those eyes than I do through the eyes of graduating from high school here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the school board.
Yeah.
And one of the things I bring to the school board is a strong sense of change. And that rankles people.
Yeah.
And you're talking about change bringing in from people that the people who've lived here all their life will, to some extent, resent that.
Yeah.
But change is a way of life. There's things that we need to change in this county if we're going to move forward and have a good place to live that is economically viable, that has good jobs, that when kids graduated from high school, they can come back here to work. I worked 2 summers at Acusta. But they told me when they hired me for that, they said, we won't have anything for you when you graduate.
Right.
But he said, if you want to, he said, we'll employ you for the summer, basically to help me out, because that's how I paid those fees in the fall.
Yeah.
On the thing. So, even though, I grew up here and all that, through my eyes now, I see the good that comes from having people from other venues that come here that have ideas, some of which we can use and some we can't. There's no harm in expressing those views and ideas and working together with the various groups, and there are a lot of different groups in the county now, to accomplish those sorts of things. It's been very interesting being on the school board, and what the school board has, in the time I've been, has changed completely. When I first got interested in it, it was a lot of school
yeah.
former school people there.
Yeah.
There aren't any now.
Right.
I think
and we have two, myself and the guy we just appointed, are business type people who grew up in a different type of situation than people who stayed here.
Sure, never just here.
And had businesses and whatnot. Believe me, it's different in Florida than it is around here.
So, but to be fair, Wendy, what I want you to realize about that exercise, though, why that worked the way I believe it worked last month is totally different than if you had a room of 4 or 5 different groups working, because you're going to be reporting that out to the larger group, right? So it's, in my opinion, the reason it kind of went off the rail a little bit last month was because of that. If you guys were doing this in a larger group, a larger report out, you guys would have been thinking more of how is this going to look to others. And so I think, I don't know if you know Dan Sperber and Fred Mercier's argumentative approach to rational reason. That's exactly what they say. That, you know, we don't reason to ourselves or to, we're bad reasoners. We reason as an argumentative approach to others, because it's a performance for others to get to a better decision. And so we need to argue points. And I think you're always, when you're doing those exercises, if it's just the same group, it's just like when you guys have heard of the bubble, when you're in your, what happens in social media, you get involved and you get into your bubble. Well, that's what happens with these groups. You're getting into just a group. You're not reporting to a larger group. And so you take some liberties that you wouldn't do in a normal thing. And I think that that's kind of what, I don't want to give excuses for what happened. But, I don't think you should feel bad about that. I'm with Mike on that.
Well, I just think we need to be cognizant moving forward,
and we will.
We should we should not sit there and make decisions based on old outdated biases.
But I think the group will do that, is what I'm saying. Once this gets out in the public, the group will hold you accountable to those kind of issues. And so,
I'm moving away.
I think Yankees had some good ideas. One or two, anyway.
I second.
I moved for an adjournment.
I seconded.
But all in favor, stand up and get out of here.
Hey, Kenzie, can I get your signature? Right here.
Initial?
Yep. No, signature.
Say hi, Mr. Smith.
I really know what's on Richard K.
That's okay.
You notice she didn't show you what you're signing.
It's
committed.
You just turned your house.
You
know
what it is.
Jeff, are you like on a website somewhere? You're
oh yeah, here I need my card.
This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me know and even if you send it next week, I'll still be checking.
Jeffrey, okay. Yeah. I appreciate what you're doing and very much think it's the right way to go. It's different than we did before.
I agree. Thank you, Jim.
Well, we have, like on the city one, we have all ready. We have the planning department shows.
You know, when you go to the county commissioners meetings.
So we're full time here now, the last couple of years. So.